So what were the emotions for you after, just with the connections you had to that program, what were the emotions for you after that win?
Well, before the game, it was super fun to see everybody and just reconnect all those coaches that we care so much about up there, and players too. After the game, I don't know if it was emotional, but super special. Just that game means so much to both sides. To pull it off the way we did, to have the offense go down on a 95-yard drive and score a touchdown, and then again at the end of the game to score the game-winning field goal was super special to be in the box and watch it. The celebration after was obviously super fun, and it was a big-time performance at the end to pull that off.
The defense faced adversity in the second quarter. What is it about your group that just kind of rises up no matter the circumstances this year?
I don't know. We played great in the first quarter, and we played great in the third and fourth quarter, and I don't know what happened in the second. So, obviously, we got some things to clean up. We just screwed up a few calls, had some opportunities that we didn't get out of drives, and you got to give Utah a ton of credit. They played good in that second quarter and moved the ball on us well. I thought they ran some nice plays to take advantage of what we were doing, so give them credit. But I do like a lot how the guys responded and just their answer in the second half, holding them scoreless and very few yards, a turnover, and getting out of drives quickly. And really, they did that in the fourth quarter with poor field position. So it was huge to see them respond the way they did.
Prepping for Jalen Daniels this week, it's like one of those weeks you actually know who the quarterback's going to be.
Yeah.
You faced him last year. How has he changed as a quarterback?
Well, he's a little bigger this year, so I think he takes hits a little better. Bottom line, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country, has been for 3 years now. He's playing at a very high level. He can run it. He can throw it. We got our work cut out for us, obviously, and he has weapons around him. So it poses a great challenge for us.
A lot of the talent on offense came back. Devin Neal, running back, et cetera. Does that help you at all, having familiarity with him, having played last year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, the offense is very creative. They got great players. We face them. They face us. I think they'll be familiar with our scheme, and we'll be familiar with a lot of the things they do. It's going to come down to execution.
How much do you appreciate getting back to home just because of the recent history last year, and how this case? Do you feel like kind of home field advantage a little bit?
Oh, home field advantage is huge for us, and being in Lavelle Edwards Stadium and just the way our crowd is and how rowdy it gets and just the advantage they give us is big. We're still going to have to go out there and make plays. When the ball's kicked off, it's another football game. But being at home is a huge advantage for us. We need all the fans out, and we need them showing up loud and crazy.
Thank you.